Now, here's the thing. Here's the real link. You all figure that NAFTA would even be on the books anymore? That a single member of Congress who voted for that piece of crap would still be in Congress? That they'd be thinking about NAFTA on steroids for the hemisphere, a la FTAA, if the American mind was not being monopolized, anesthetized, and commercialized by corporate media? Would that be GE, NBC? Would that be Viacom, CBS? Would it be Disney, sweatshops, ABC? Would it be AOL, Time Warner, CNN, Bertelsmann, I'm running out of breath. Or would it be Fox on crack? Could be any of them. But you know, if they weren't running the show, it's a funny thing, we'd know that 10-year record. And that 10-year record would put a lot of Pinocchio politicians and a lot of corporate greedmeisters in for 15 to 40 for giving us NAFTA. Like, what are we talking about that we don't hear about? Just check this out for size. You heard this on network television? 10 years of WTO, 9 years of NAFTA, and here's the scoop. The U.S. has lost 3 million manufacturing jobs. That is not the number that the elected head of America's labor movement, Mr. John Sweeney, would tell you. That's the federal government number. That is 1 in 6 of U.S. manufacturing jobs. Gone. Toast. What's happened to those 3 million people? Same government data shows the majority of them have gotten service sector jobs, which pay on average 23 to 71% less. So it's not a shocking thing that despite all this economic growth, U.S. median wages are below 1972 levels. And inequality of income in this country has hit a level we haven't seen since the age of the robber barons. And we've got 5 mega agribusiness corporations that control 80% of world grain trade. They use NAFTA and WTO to screw the farmers, manipulate prices. They're now at record lows. The prices paid the farmer. NAFTA and WTO, 38,000 U.S. small farmers, gone. And food prices up 30%. And it's been worse in the developing world. So with that record, would those things be in effect if they weren't being silenced by the corporate media? So I want to leave you with a little image. And that is the WTO and the NAFTA. They're like a slow-motion coup d'etat. Trade's the least of it. They set up a set of global government that none of us voted for. And one of the things it demands, it creates new rights for media consolidation. It means culture is a commodity. Broadcasting is a service. Content is a good. It must be freely traded and never regulated. So we win on the FEC fight, and the whole thing gets attacked and trashed to the back door of the WTO. Which is to say, an image you will never see on corporate media. First of all, you will never see your world government. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the World Trade Organization Agreement. It's an actual constitution. And this, ladies and gentlemen, are handcuffs. Handcuffs. WTO. WTO. Handcuffs. Handcuffs on our global democracy. Handcuffs on our ability to liberate the corporate media. Keep these images in your mind, because together, we're going to win both of these fights. And we're going to get rid of the handcuffs on our democracy. Thank you very much.